Hello, and welcome from our co-artistic directors, Jamie Bedard and Claire Hodgson. Thank you for your interest in role of co-chair for Diversity. Who is Diversity? Diversity is central to our name, our art, and our values. We stand for justice, optimism, creativity, and collaboration. We believe that theatre, with its roots in diversity, helps us imagine a fairer world so that we can make one. The company collaborates on the development and touring of nationally significant work to create equal representation in the performing arts. Our flagship collaboration is with Cirque Bijou. Together, we lead Extraordinary Bodies, a company that creates bold, provocative new circus performance. Our mission is to fight for equality in every artistic arena. The boardroom, the audience, backstage and centre stage should all be truly representative, and we are here to make that happen. We know that career pathways into the arts are only open to the few. This means people from low socioeconomic backgrounds, deaf and disabled people, and people from the global majority are all underrepresented in arts organisations, including ours. We want to change that, so we particularly encourage applications from people from underrepresented groups. We are a national portfolio organisation, NPO, supported by Arts Council England. Alongside our artistic programme, Connecting Communities is our three-year programme of work with diverse communities local to the venues where we are touring our artistic programme. Central to Connecting Communities is the Unexpected Leaders programme. This is about identifying potential in individuals, coaching them to expand their skills, helping them achieve their creative goals, and connecting them with local opportunities to lead. Unexpected leaders already on board provide vital leadership in the design and delivery of evaluation for Extraordinary Bodies shows. You can find out more about Connecting Communities and Unexpected Leaders on YouTube or the Diversity website. We're entering an exciting period, and the co-chairs will be key in turning the page to the next chapter for the company. The last 2 years have been focused on producing and touring shows, Human, Delicate, and Waldo Circus of Magic and Terror, alongside our Young People's and Connecting Communities programme of work. Whilst continuing to develop and make shows, we're entering a period of reflection, learning and planning. The company needs care and attention in consolidating our successes and building a future we can all be proud of. The board has recently been revitalised, and the co-chairs will be critical in driving the governance and company forward. As a company, we've always believed in and benefited from shared and distributed leadership, and the recruitment of a governance and compliance manager will allow the senior management team to focus on their areas of expertise. So, if you have experience and commitment to collaborative working, nurturing the voices and perspectives of all, social justice and the value of the arts, we could well be looking for you. The future for Diversity is exciting, and we would be delighted if you would consider playing an integral role in ensuring our aspirations and potentials are realised. Arts Council England said, "Diversity's work is truly pioneering. They are working towards a step change in the sector. Their ambition to place diverse groups at the centre of the industry reaches wide into leadership, performance, professional development and the culture of the workplace." Diversity is an organisation with a mix of volunteers as trustees, permanent staff and freelancers. We are currently recruiting to fill our two co-chair positions, who will head the board of 8 trustees. Our SMT consists of 2 co-artistic directors, finance director and executive director. The roles of governance and compliance manager, next generation artistic director, creative access lead and support worker, company manager, project lead producer, Next Generation producer and comms manager report to the SMT. There's also a team of administration and support staff, which consists of arts administrator, executive assistant, marketing manager, two project co-evaluation producers, accounts assistant, IT support, green champion. Let me tell you more about the positions. The positions are voluntary, although applicable expenses will be reimbursed. There's a tenure of 3 years appointment with potential for one further immediate reappointment. The roles require commitment to 4 board meetings a year hosted on Zoom or hybrid. Currently, we meet on a Wednesday evening, 6 to 8pm, in February, June, September and November, but that's likely to change to accommodate new trustees' schedules. There are likely to be occasional extraordinary meetings, thematic task teams or working groups held virtually or hybrid. As needed, there will be additional meetings with senior management team, SMT. The co-chair roles will share the responsibility of leading an effective board, managing the executive and representing the organisation as an ambassador and advocate. The responsibilities of the positions will be balanced between the co-chairs based on the skills and experience they bring to the roles. The key areas of responsibility are to lead the board, stakeholder management, organisational governance. Ensuring legal and financial government duties are met effectively and keep in touch with the organisation and its activities. You will convene and lead board meetings and attend working groups. Ensure effective operation of the board in all its areas and responsibilities. Making decisions on matters that cannot be progressed without board authorisation but cannot wait until the next board meeting. Ideally, trustees delegate specific powers over matters in progress to the co-chairs. However, no financial decisions involving amounts above £10,000 can be made by the co-chairs alone. Ensure the effectiveness of individual trustees and the board as a whole. Stakeholder management responsibilities are: build and maintain positive relationships across the board, executive team and with key external stakeholders, including existing and potential funders. Represent the organisation at outside events, though may be delegated to others. Be an ambassador, advocate and spokesperson for the board and represent the organisation together with the executive. Support the executive in fundraising and encourage trustees to do so. Organisational governance responsibilities are: develop the charity's vision and strategy and monitor its implementation together with the senior executive team and rest of the board. Line manage the executive and lead on setting their pay and will work closely with them. Ensure timely and effective succession planning of board members, executive and other key roles. In addition, the co-chairs and all the trustees are responsible for approving and reviewing the organisation's artistic and business plan, policies and programmes, for example safeguarding policy, health and safety, etc. Ensuring that the company operates within UK law and in accordance with English company and charity law. This includes keeping proper accounts, producing audited accounts annually and submitting statutory returns at Companies House and returns to the Charity Commission and the keeping of company registers. Ensuring the prudent financial management of the company through financial control, scrutinising regular statements of the financial positions, discussing, deciding and reviewing annual budgets, ensuring the prompt payment of any money due to HMRC, deciding on and, if necessary, assisting with applications to funding bodies, approving the financial risk review and reserves policies, appointing bankers and cheque signatories and making clear decisions about delegated authorities to staff. The organisation's employment policies, including equal opportunities, recruitment, pay, grievance and disciplinary, appraisal, sickness, expenses, holidays and training. Approving the staffing structure and taking part in recruitment if required. Agreeing the job descriptions, person specifications and terms of employment of board appointments and the outlined terms and conditions for other senior staff and reviewing levels of pay annually. Ensuring any conflicts of interest are avoided. Ensuring that the organisation's assets and legacy are safeguarded and well managed, insured and maintained for the future. Note: all decisions made by the co-chairs between meetings will be brought to the full board for ratification and must be within agreed policy parameters. In the absence of one of the co-chairs, the duties and powers of the co-chairs will be undertaken by the other co-chair. The essential skills and experience we need candidates to have for the co-chair positions are record of engagement in arts and culture and networks, and be happy for these to be made available for the charity's benefit. Commitment and understanding of equality, diversity and inclusion. Experience of governance or other organisational leadership, particularly in arts and culture, a non-profit, charity or public sector setting. Familiarity with reviewing or managing budgets. Effective, confident and enabling approach to convening and facilitating meetings with experience of chairing or facilitation in both in-person and remote settings. Skilled at building and balancing relationships with stakeholders, including Arts Council England. Enthusiasm and empathy for vision, mission, values and work of the charity. Commitment to trustee duties and openness with the charity's team and trustees. Ability to work in a team, accept decisions and be tolerant of other views. Commitment to being informed about and act as a champion for the charity. Ability to treat sensitive information confidentially. It's desirable if candidates applying have any of these skills. Respected member of the community with good networks. Experience of charity governance as a board member. Passion for engaging people of all ages in the arts and creative activities. Preparedness to offer specialist, personal and business skills and experience to support the company team. Lived experience of disabling or marginalising barriers. If the position appeals to you and you have the skills and experience we need, we encourage you to apply. How to apply? Write a one-page supporting statement or record 5 minutes of audio or video telling us why you fit this role. Contact or register your interest to receive options of how to submit your application. We will provide access to upload your recording or written supporting statement and a short CV. The supporting statement should set out why you want to volunteer with DiverseCity, what experiences and skills you have that you feel will illustrate your suitability for the role of co-chair of the board. Please include contact details in your CV or supporting statement. You should explicitly address the criteria set out in the role description and personal specification when preparing your statement. We will also ask you to fill in a monitoring form and access audit form. Again, access to these will be provided on application or using the links on the final page of the online candidate pack. Application timeline. Please apply by 10 a.m. on the 27th of November 2023. We'll be in touch by the 29th of November 2023. We'd like to meet you on the 13th of December 2023 if selected for interview. Interviews will be held in London. If you have any questions, email recruitment@counterculturellp.com. If you need another format, email recruitment@counterculturellp.com. This candidate pack is also available in alternative formats and can be provided on request.